first your name and the store that you run.
My name's Aniza Magani and I run Classic Textiles.
On Goldhawk Road,
number 44, that's correct.
So just tell us first what the council are planning to do to this part of the road on Goldhawk Road.
They plan to make 212 flats, of which 194 will be flats, 13 will be mews, and about 5 to 6 are workhouses.
Workhouses?
Yes.
Oh, in what sense?
Well, I'm not sure what they mean, because every time they come up with the plan, it's not
like an office space or something.
Well, probably.
Yeah. I see. Not like a proper workhouse from the Victorian times.
I doubt it.
No, and so this shop will go.
Yes. Yes, and well, we're still fighting it. We plan to take it to the High Court, well, Supreme Court, if not House of Commons, if not Strasbourg, a Human Rights Court. So we're going to take it all the way.
Why are you so against this? Because Hammersmith and Fulham say it's going to regenerate the area, it'll bring people to the area, there'll be a brand new market here, and it'll be fantastic for all the traders.
Well, it's not. It's really not regeneration of the market or this area. It's more like a profit development for the developer, Orion. And when we went to the public inquiry, we found out it was full of flaws. There's no document in the UK that says they need Goldhawk Road to be demolished to make this regeneration compatible. In fact, we were just thrown in as a gift by the developer who wanted it. They can make the highest levels of flat at 770k per flat. That's nearly £200 million just there in their pocket.
Have you been offered anything else? You've obviously been. Is it compulsory purchased? And how's that gone?
Well, you know, the last 3 years they weren't really negotiating with us or anything until this was highlighted in court. And only yesterday we were given offers, only yesterday, and they're disgusting. I'll give you an example, my own personal example. I make nearly £800,000 turnover here. They only offered me £100,000. That's a load of, I hate to say, but you know what I mean.
That's absolute nonsense, isn't it? What do you want to happen? Because obviously, do you agree that the market is a bit dilapidated and needs redoing?
If you want to do the market, which was part of the regeneration scheme, please go ahead and do it. It only needs £2.7 million. Why doesn't London Transport under Boris just fork that money out? It's a simple money. National Lottery can pay for it. People can fundraise it. Make it a listed building. If you talk to James Harada from the market, there isn't that much work to be done. It's just a cover-up for their scheme for a private development. Nothing for the market, nothing for us. We just need a lick of paint, and that's all we did.
And what do you think is going to happen then? Now you've lost this legal challenge. What do you think is going to happen next? Sorry, I'll be finished in a minute. Sorry. What do you think is going to happen next?
Well, nothing can happen next until we go for a public inquiry, and we're going to take this to the Supreme Court. We've still got grounds to challenge. So, you know, they can wait. We're going to take it all the way.
Brilliant.